In studio with us today, Sandy Chalmers. She's our executive director of the Wisconsin Farm Service Agency offices, and they have been a busy bunch lately, trying to take care of a lot of different applications and programs. But the one we're in studio to talk about today, Sandy, is the approaching deadline on June 1st for the Margin Protection Program. How has traffic been? How are Wisconsin dairy farmers responding to the revised Margin Protection Program at this time with milk prices where they're at?
Well, as of today, we've had 4,800 conversations with Wisconsin dairy producers about the new improved program, and that gives you an indication of the interest there is in what exactly these changes are and what they mean to the individual producer. The last numbers on enrollment I have are as of Friday, so 3,900 farmers enrolled as of Friday. I would guess we're above 4,000 today. And with a rainy day across the state, I've heard from offices that they're very, very busy with drop-ins and appointments from people signing up for this program. So that gets to that first question we got from farmers: what's everybody doing? And now we have at least part of an answer to that question.
The volume situation was one that got revised in the most recent MPP, $5 million pound cap. How are farmers apparently dealing with that? Are they able to come in under? Are they covering only a portion of the farm's production? Has that turned into a bit of a drawback, or is it a helpful situation now?
Well, I think it's helpful to a lot of farmers because the math now works in the farmer's favor. For those who can take advantage of the lower premiums on the first 5 million pounds of production. So we've had 300 new farmers sign up for the program who have never been enrolled before, never had production history on file. So that gives me an indication that this improved program is something that's working in the farmer's favor.
Now, June 1st is going to be right upon us. Is there any discussion on what happens if your county offices have backlogs? Will they continue to schedule if I call to try to get in before the end of business June 1st?
Yeah, it's always best to make a call in advance rather than just dropping in. We want to be able to give you the best service we can, and a call really helps us out. If a county office is booked with appointments through June 1st, give us a call and we'll get you on a list and we'll get to you next week. But it's important that you make that call before the deadline, because if you don't and you call us next week, it's going to be too late.
Absolutely. So again, close of business on June 1st is the absolute deadline to get your name on that list. Even if you're not going to make it into the county office, like Sandy said, they will try to accommodate. Now, the logistics of what happens for those dairy farms that have enrolled in the program, as the numbers stand right now, Sandy, all of the payments they are likely to receive have basically either occurred now or earlier in 2018. So what happens next?
Well, we have the April margin being announced this afternoon, and many producers wanted to wait until they had that information. And I think that tells you a little about some of the history, you know, the feelings about the program. Farmers wanted as much information as they could get before they signed their name on a contract. But I think we're getting a lot of traffic in our offices today, and we can get a lot of people through our offices these last 2 days of the sign-up as well.
Assuming that we will have another small payment due in with this April mathematics, again, January through April is where we saw the greatest drop in our milk prices compared to feed and so forth. So that's where the money would be coming most likely from the Margin Protection Program. When do we get it? How do we get it? What's the cost of getting it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a very frequently asked question by farmers who, again, want all the information they can get. They don't want to be stuck with the premium bill before the payments are made. We got word from Washington late last week that they will start issuing payments next week on June 4th. So depending on the coverage level farmers selected and whether they ask the FSA office to take the premiums off the top, money should begin to hit farmers' bank accounts next week.
Okay, those are the kinds of questions that a lot of farmers have been wondering about, not knowing and having seen how other programs have worked. So again, the short, quick conversation is, if you have not yet signed on that contract dotted line, if you have not even yet made it into your county FSA office, call immediately to get on their wait list and make sure you sign that contract and return it to your Farm Service Agency office before the close of business on June 1st. Switching gears now, Sandy, and talking a bit about how your FSA offices are handling all their other responsibilities, some that have not come up very often. The terrible, terrible snowstorm that we had back in April caused a lot of structural damage on farms. Livestock were lost. Feed supplies may have been compromised. Milk supplies might have been cut off for a short period of time. How are your Farm Service Agency offices responding in light of all that additional work? And what have you been hearing from them as far as the actual loss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first thing we did was work with the private lenders and look at our own FSA borrowers to see whether there's a need for short-term credit of any kind. You think about the timing of that, you know, that first week in April, a very difficult time of year when everybody needs access to capital. So we did that, and we've been working through that both with bankers and, you know, with our own borrowers to make sure that they have access to the credit they need. We also have reports from all of our county offices who were impacted by the blizzard, and that goes from the west side of the state all the way to the east side. And almost every county had some kind of loss, whether it was calves or building damage. But we packaged that up and we've sent it to the FSA administrator for a physical loss designation. And that would make available low-interest emergency loans. And depending on the borrower, that can be an attractive option. You know, you can use that for building repair or replacement. You could also wrap some of your losses from milk production into that loan. So we're waiting on that decision from Washington. That should be coming very, very soon. I think the next step will be to submit a secretarial designation request. And that one, as you know, is the one that the governor is involved in. And that is important because it triggers low-interest emergency loans again. But when Congress is making decisions looking back at disasters, they look at those secretarial designations. So that's why that's so important.
Are we still asking farmers if they've, you know, in agriculture, sometimes you don't realize what you've lost until it's a little ways down the road. Have your county offices already kind of closed the book, so to speak, on that weather incident, or can they still come in?
No, they can still come in. And one of the reasons we're waiting to submit that secretarial request is that we want to have as complete a picture as possible with all the information we can get in that request. So a lot of farmers were having issues with pneumonia, and, you know, calves, and with their dairy cows also. And that's the kind of information we need. So any information is helpful to us, and we want as complete a picture of what happened as possible to send to Secretary Perdue.
Sandy Chalmers in studio with us. She is our state executive director for the Wisconsin Farm Service Agency offices. And again, let's remember, June 1st, close of business, the hard and firm deadline for dairy producers in Wisconsin to take action on their involvement in the revised margin protection program. If you have not yet scheduled an appointment, don't just plan on dropping in at your office and taking care of that. They are very, very busy. So call and make an appointment. They'll handle you if you call before close of business, June 1st. And then again, if you're one of those farms continuing to experience losses because of that April 1st snowstorm that hit the state so hard, again, stay in constant contact with your Farm Service Agency office. I'm PM Yankee.